Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We turn to verses 23 through 28 in chapter 2. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God with Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat, and share it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." So today in Mark 2, verses 23 through 28, we encounter a powerful exchange between Jesus and the Pharisees regarding the observance of the Sabbath. As Jesus and his disciples walk through the fields on the Sabbath, they begin to pick heads of grain, which prompts the religious leaders to accuse them of breaking the Sabbath law. In response, Jesus emphasizes the true purpose of the Sabbath, which, with his profound statement, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." This declaration emphasizes that the Sabbath is meant to serve humanity's needs rather than bind them under rigid rules. The Sabbath, instituted by God as a day of rest, reflects God's compassion and desire for humans to find physical, emotional, and spiritual renewal. It was a gift, not a burden. By prioritizing ritualistic observance over human well-being, the religious leaders missed the heart of what God intended for the Sabbath. When Jesus asserts that man was not made for the Sabbath, he underscores the teaching that God's laws are created for the benefit of people, not to enslave them. This statement challenges the legalistic interpretation of the law that the Pharisees promoted. Jesus' mission is to restore the original intent of the law, to bring life, mercy, and grace. He reveals that he has authority over the Sabbath and ultimately fulfills its purpose by providing spiritual rest and freedom through his presence. Thus, Jesus invites us to view the Sabbath not merely as a rule to follow, but as an opportunity to connect with God and experience his love. This perspective frees us from the constraints of legalism, allowing us to embrace the Sabbath as a time for rejuvenation and deepening our relationship with God and each other. In doing so, the Sabbath becomes a profound expression of God's care for humanity. As Jesus says, "Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, who had a birthday on Saturday. Actually, I think it was Sunday, and Julian and Elliot. We pray for those that we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. And we pray for all of these in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Mark 2. It's verses 23 through 28. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's titled, "Sabbath Was Made for Man, Not Man for the Sabbath." In fields of grain on Sabbath's day, the Son of Man walked down that way with hungry hearts who sought to share the simple gift of food laid bare. His followers, with hands outstretched, plucked grains, their hunger quickly fetched. Yet hearts arose and bitter frowned. For rule and law they wore like crowns. "You break the law," the critics cried. Yet wisdom spoke with heart as guide. For mercy speaks where rules can bind, to love and nurture truth designed. The Lord of Sabbath, he declared, is not mere rest that God has shared, but life and kindness freely given, to lift us up, our spirits risen. So let us learn from fields of grain, compassion's song, the heart's refrain. In Christ we find what's truly right, for love outshines the darkest night. Amen. I am Thomas Shukruz Wiggins. It's January 20th, 2026. Recording this morning at 4:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today, it's 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name, as we often do. I'm going to call out to my good friend John and Marie. God bless you too. Hope you guys are doing well in this new year. As we close in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. I'll start preaching this week at the prison, asking for prayer intentions for me, and may the Lord's will be accomplished in my heart for the good news that I share in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. We close in Jesus' name. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.